Girl. Many thanks. 7:23.
Now it's time for Thought for the Day. We're joined by Alistair McIntosh, Quaker, author and independent scholar. Good morning.
Good morning. These past few days have seen the people of El Salvador celebrate the beatification, part of the process of recognising a saint, of Archbishop Oscar Romero, who died 35 years ago from an assassin's bullet. More than 30 others were also killed at his funeral when death squad gunmen fired into the crowd of mourners. What had Romero done to justify such silencing? Quite simply, he practiced liberation theology. That's to say, theology that liberates theology itself from being tied up in knots so that it blocks the flow of divine justice to the poor. The week before his murder, the Archbishop had preached on land reform. A nation's land, he said, is God's blessing for the people. The land is a sign of justice and reconciliation, and its maldistribution a consequence of sin. All I can say is give us more such turbulent priests, Protestant ones as well. Give us more of such a man who also said, let us not tire of denouncing the idolatry of wealth. One's value is not in what one has, but in what one is. The land is the bedrock of human life. We need it for our food and water, for a place to live. And I was thrilled last week when Eileen MacLeod, our government minister for land reform, spoke about it also as a source of spiritual well-being. The blessed Oscar Romero was brutally brought down, but divine justice flows on like a never-ending river. No bullet yet devised has yet killed God. I'm not a Catholic, but I delight in this man's beatification. Here we see a sign of the times, a sign for all of spiritual well-being.
Alistair McIntosh, thank you.
It's 7:25, time to get some more sport now with Kenny Crawford.
Thanks, Hayley. Just three more sleeps.